So as is often the case, surprises in life, and unless you've been on a desert island, you realize this week the President of the United States did something that some people thought he would do in January, and then it kind of came as a shock when it happened this week, in that he signed the Presidential Executive Order on Strengthening the Cybersecurity of Federal Networks and Critical Infrastructure yesterday. So that came out about 12 o'clock our time, so I had to scramble to kind of read it and get caught up. So if you think James Comey had a bad week, well, think about me too. So at any rate, just a minute or two on that, because it's the first, there was sort of a, I'll call it a trial balloon on cybersecurity that came out in January. It was not really well fleshed out, got, you know, not great reviews, let's say that. So anyway, this is a 12-page order. It addresses three principal areas, and I think they're worth noting. First is the cybersecurity of federal networks. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The government should be focused on improving the cybersecurity of federal networks. The takeaways for me is, one, the order says that effective immediately, every agency head will start using what we call the NIST, or the National Institute for Standards and Technologies framework for cybersecurity. Now, the NIST guidelines have been around a while, and they have been evolving. There's a lot of good. It's good to have a standard and everything. I find it interesting that the agencies will immediately have to comply with this, because it actually takes some time. I think some of the agencies are probably up to speed, and I would guess some of them are nowhere near up to speed.